American poets are athletes participating in a fixed tournament. World Wrestling Federation of poets in skin-tight outfits, greased up so they shine in the spotlight while flexing arbitrary ambitions, prescribing medications for ailments that seek neither prevention nor healing. Ambivalent American poets talk about everything but what matters. The less concerned they are with global concerns, the more awards they attain. The more they talk that talk about mundanity and not banks or economies. You know American poets only do it for awards. Otherwise, how would you know they exist? American poets pray for the day poetry is included in the Olympics. They want to take home the gold not for pride, but for the advertising options. American poets want to be on billboards in Times Square, looking at the time on their suicide watch. American poets want celebrity entertainers to feature their poems in their work at award ceremonies. American poets are all about being on the page of a magazine, except for those poets who win awards and get paid to be on stage. American poets are terrified of competition from older art forms that used to be considered poetry. American poets are poetry rednecks. American poets love to yell about cross-genre while burning crosses in the front yards of poets who are squatting in abandoned poetry haven houses, abandoned poetry temples. American poets say, if rhymes is it, it's not poetry, right? If it rhymes, it's not poetry. American poets deny that religious texts are poetry. American poets all dream of being famous, but discredit famous popular poets and choke on their name.